It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ovechkin in the high slot as Chychrun feeds it to him. He scores! Alex Ovechkin gets goal 892! It's on the power play! Top right corner against Frederik Andersen! Ladies and gentlemen, he is 3 goals away from the record! He has scored here in Carolina!
You could hear the reaction from the Carolina fans, similar to the reaction from the Boston fans the night before. He's getting this reaction on the road just as much as he's going to get it. Well, not as much as he'll get at home. Excuse me. The pollen is thick today, Denton. Just sneezed for about 10 minutes before the show started. I'm ready to roll, though. How about Ovi? 2 away from tying it, 3 away from breaking it. The Caps were getting pounded by Carolina when he did score at the end of the second period. Washington, by the way, as a team, if you're paying attention to the team story, they've dropped 4 out of their last 5 now, with the one win coming against the lowly Bruins on Tuesday night, 4-3 on the road. But that is right now secondary to the lead story, which is Alex Ovechkin bearing down on Wayne Gretzky's all-time mark. Good morning. On the show today, we're going to talk some draft at noon with Trevor Sikkema. Also on the show today, you'll hear part of my conversation on my podcast yesterday with Scott Van Pelt. We talked a lot about the Buzz Williams hire, and he actually had a very interesting conversation with Kevin Willard. We'll talk about that as well. That'll come up sometime during the next hour. This, by the way, from Dan in Olney. Dan, I'm a Terps fan too, but it's time to move on. Support Buzz, and I really want to hear about all of the corners and edge rushers from now until draft night, please. Yeah, Dan, we've got plenty of time until draft night. We are 3 weeks away exactly from the first round of the NFL draft. Not quite the excitement for our group like it was last year. But still, a very interesting draft, and a draft in which our team will continue to build out a roster that can support an elite quarterback, and I think a very good coaching staff in an effort to not only win a Super Bowl, but win one soon. Yeah, the draft doesn't always produce right away, but they do have a first rounder at the end of the first round at number 29 overall, and they do have needs. And some of those needs are in areas in which the draft is very strong. This NFL draft is clearly not anywhere near like the draft last year with all of the quarterbacks and the quarterback drama. There's a little bit of quarterback drama, and that quarterback drama really now seems to be kind of dialed in on Shedeur Sanders and whether or not Shedeur Sanders ends up being the guy to drop in the first round. It looks like Tennessee is going to be locked in on the Cam Ward at number one, the Miami quarterback. They have a quarterback need, and certainly it would seem like Cam Ward, barring a massive, you know, offer that Tennessee can't turn down, will go number one overall. Cleveland now seems to be, you know, leaning towards Abdul Carter, the edge pass rusher from Penn State. And then we'll see whether or not the Giants like Shedeur Sanders or not. Because if they don't, you then have a slew of teams that would likely pass on Shedeur Sanders. That will be the drama, I think, on night one, 3 weeks from tonight in the NFL draft. And that drama will play out long before Washington is on the clock, unless they end up trading up. You know, we don't talk about trading up much because, for whatever reason, everybody is in love with the idea of trading back. And Washington may view the first round as a, this year's first round, as having, let's just say, only 24 first round worthy players. What if they can't trade back? Would they consider trading up to get a player that they have a true first round grade on? Not wanting to take a player at 29 that they don't have a first-round grade on. Anything's possible, obviously. The idea that they're going to trade back and that's the easiest thing in the world to do, it's just never the easiest thing in the world to do. You've got to have a willing partner. The deal's got to be right. And there are other teams looking to do the same. You know, behind Washington in the first round are Buffalo, Kansas City, and Philadelphia. You know, if there is a quarterback, Tyler Shuck from Louisville, or Jackson Dart if he hasn't gone off the board, and those would be the examples of teams wanting to trade up late in the first round, reason being you get that fifth-year option on a first-round pick. Washington's not the only place they can trade up. A team can trade up to take said player. They could certainly trade with Buffalo, Kansas City, and or Philadelphia, and we know that Philadelphia is pretty good at wheeling and dealing. 3 weeks from tonight, the NFL draft will be all over it. There was a big story yesterday that we didn't talk about, and I think it's because, Denton, it came after the show ended. But the story was about Trey Hendrickson and the idea that Trey Hendrickson and Cincinnati are at major odds. And it arose because Katie Blackburn, who is a Bengals executive vice president, at the NFL annual meeting was asked about the status of Trey Hendrickson. And, you know, he hasn't been traded yet. He also hasn't been signed by the Bengals. Where are we? And she said, quote, "I think he should be happy at certain rates that maybe he doesn't think he'd be happy at. I think some of it is on him to be happy at some point. And if he's not, you know, that's what holds it up sometimes. So it takes him to say yes to something. And also, we have all the respect in the world for him." At the very end, we have all the respect in the world for him. After, I think he should be happy at certain rates, meaning at a certain price. At some point, he's got to be happy with something. You know, that's what holds it up. He's at fault. You know, he's got to say yes to something. But we also have all the respect in the world for him. Well, Trey Hendrickson went on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. And he was asked about the comments from this Katie Blackburn, the EVP, the executive vice president of the Cincinnati Bengals organization. And he said to McAfee, quote, "First of all, yesterday was April Fool's Day, so I was traded to all 31 teams and had like 100 different contracts, according to, you know, April Fool's internet. But the one thing I was hoping was that the April Fool's joke was not the one about what Katie Blackburn said." He said, "I called my agent, found out it was not an April Fool's joke, that she actually said that. And it was a little disappointing because the communication has been poor over the last couple of months." He said that they have not communicated with the team, his agent or him, about his contract in a while now. And it's been a little bit, quote, frustrating, close quote.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I don't know what any of this means definitively, but my guess is that once the Bengals got Chase and Higgins signed, that their focus was on explaining to Trey Hendrickson, we don't really want to trade you. We want our best defensive player back. And then it became about the contract. And Cincinnati, even though they just gave Ja'Marr Chase the largest non-quarterback contract in the history of the league, there have been moments with the, you know, Mike Brown, et cetera, where they haven't been the most lavish of spenders. And they have been at times with players difficult. Right now, Denton, prediction. Trey Hendrickson plays in Cincinnati. Trey Hendrickson gets traded. Trey Hendrickson holds out.
I would say right now I feel most confident in Trey Hendrickson holding out. Forgive me, Kevin, if this is a hot take, and stop me if it is too hot. Generally not good when you think comments made about your April Fool's jokes. Usually not a great thing. Things aren't moving in the right direction if you have to look at a comment and think, I think they're kidding, and then you find out that they were in fact not kidding.
Yeah. This is still, for me, the one last major move, and it would be major, that Washington could still be a part of and could still make. The, you know, reporting over the last 6 weeks is that Washington is one of the teams hovering, but that the price has been too high. Cincinnati has wanted a first plus, and Washington and other teams don't view Trey Hendrickson at 30 years old and needing a massive new contract that would pay him top three money in the league for an edge rusher. They don't see him as worth a first plus. And that's where, you know, the other part of it too, remember, is that we don't know what Cincinnati has offered. We don't know what kind of rates, as she referred to, he is passing on or he thinks is too low. Part of what could be the holdup is just that Trey Hendrickson wants too much money. And the compensation is one part of it, but the ability to get a realistic deal done where both parties agree may be part of the holdup as well. He's a great player. He's a great pass rusher. He's not Myles Garrett. He's not. But Myles Garrett isn't available. I still think this is something over the next 3 weeks, you know, prior to the draft. I don't think this is a post-draft trade. I think Cincinnati would want that compensation for this draft because they are in win mode, you know, win now mode too. You know, giving the contracts they gave to Chase and to Higgins, that kind of money invested in wide receivers and two wide receivers along with what they have invested in the quarterback, they want to contend immediately. And so if they do move on from Trey Hendrickson, I can't imagine it happens post-draft. Unless it gets really ugly with a holdout. My guess would be he ends up signing and staying in Cincinnati. That's my guess today.
Do you think it's going to be $30 million per year? Because it feels like that's been like the number that we have all thought. Like, all right, he's going to get, you know, Myles Garrett got X amount. He's not Myles Garrett. He's not Max Crosby. He's going to get 30. Do you think that number's 30?
Where's Myles Garrett at? Where, what did he just sign at? Like 40?
He's at 40. Max Crosby, I think, is at, I think he's either 35 and a half or 36. He like just narrowly edged out Justin Jefferson.
Oh, it's, I'm looking at it right now. In terms of average annual, Garrett's at 40. Danielle Hunter's at 35.6. Max Crosby, 35.5 on the deal, right, that they just signed.
Right.
Bosa's at 34. He has to be right in that general area, in the Hunter to Bosa range. So we're talking about 35. Guarantee you he's asking for something north of that.
Has to be. That's he
makes 20. He's going to make $21 million next year. The leading sack NFL rusher the last two seasons is the 10th highest paid right now in the league.
Got to get to at least top five, even if that contract is heavily like front loaded.
If you're his agent, he's led the league in sacks the last 2 years. Top five. What are you talking about? Okay, maybe it's not Myles Garrett, but it's right at it's. He's number two. He's ahead of Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter is a really good player when he's available and healthy.
I would have never guessed that Danielle Hunter was getting paid as much as he is. Happy for him. Would have never guessed that.
Man, the Texans were good. You know, they are good on the edges, aren't they?
By the way, we did just have another trade in the NFL.
What?
The New England Patriots are sending Joe Milton in a seventh to Dallas in exchange for a fifth.
Oh, my God. Joe Milton. Got a big arm.
He's a rocket.
Really sling it. We've got plenty of time for a lot of draft talk. We'll do some today at 12 noon with Trevor Sikkema. Love having Trevor on the show to talk draft. And there will be, you know, a lot of opportunities to guess. I think the key from, you know, our team's standpoint in terms of projecting the player, you know, one, they're going to take best player available. They proved that last year with the Johnny Newton pick. Although, you know, I say that, and as it turns out, they may have known when they picked him they were going to be moving on from John Allen, you know, this season anyway. But best player available, I think, is their mindset. That doesn't mean they're going to take a quarterback if the best player available is a quarterback. We all understand that. But I think you look at best player available, and then you look at some key attributes. You look at RAS score, you look at the athleticism, and then you look at the personality and leadership and all of the intangible stuff. This is what they really focused on last year. I don't think that's going to change just because they won 12 games. This is still a process that they are in turning over the culture of the organization. Incredible turnaround in one season, and maybe they've established it for years to come. But you don't establish it, you know, after 1 year and then you start taking risks on deficient personality types just because of talent. That's what you got to look at. And then obviously, you know, the needs, because you'd figure at the end of the first round, you're going to have some players at multiple positions that are going to be pretty close on the board. I would still say that defensive end is one, corner is two, and then another playmaker is three, in that order. What order would you put it in?
I want an edge guy. I think edge is at the top of my, at the top of my list. Yeah, but
yeah,
like,
that's what I said.
So I want an edge guy, and then I think I want another offensive playmaker at two.
Yeah,
I think that's how I would go. Although I have been like kind of getting, as we get closer into the draft, just like falling into this rabbit hole of cornerbacks and some guys that could be available in the event. You know how you do this like mental gymnastics thing about trading back, and like if they trade back, where are they going to land? Who's going to be there, kind of a deal? So I've been doing the mental gymnastics of like DBs that could be available if they do trade back. So they land an edge and a DB, and then on Monday we're all celebrating and happy and all that sort of stuff.
We like celebrating and being happy, but you never know with the draft anyway.
You never know.
Really, really hard to celebrate until you've seen the person actually on the field playing. All right, we got a lot to get to. Denton's got some news, and we've got Scott Van Pelt. You'll hear him on the show today as well. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.